Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, my name is Ian Helm.
Hi, Ian.
My account, I think I'm on my wife's name, Megan Helm.
Okay. Let me go ahead and just gather your callback number, just in the event that we do get disconnected, please.
Okay. 5546-1994. That's my cell number.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, and what can I do for you today, Ian?
I don't seem to have internet. I called maybe about a half hour ago.
Okay.
There should be nothing there, maybe not, but the guy said he was going to write up a ticket if I called back because I didn't know if maybe something happened, like someone turned the light switch at my house and turned the internet off. I'm not really too sure how the internet got dropped this morning while I was at work. So
okay.
My wife called, and I'm just trying to figure out why. My son is home, so I asked him to go to my room with the boxes, and he said there's only two lights on. Usually, I think there was three, and one was blinking.
Okay, and are you using our equipment from Archtop?
It's your modem. It's my wireless router, because my wireless router is a mesh router, so because I have a dead spot in my house, I can't get internet through it.
Okay.
So I have a mesh system, and the guy that installed it told me that it's fine, but everyone I'm talking to told me I should have your stuff.
Yeah, that's only because we can't troubleshoot equipment that isn't ours. We don't have the capability of looking into your equipment.
You should be able to see your modem. Right? You should be able to see the modem, the black box, and then the modem goes to my wireless router.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay. And the guy I spoke to earlier says I'm not getting internet to the modem. He can't communicate with it.
Have you set up the HomePass app?
No one told me about this app.
Okay. Typically, the tech also lets you know about the HomePass app during install.
The tech clearly didn't let me know about that.
I am so sorry about that. So essentially, with the modem, usually our gateways are both, so that it's a dual modem router combo. If you're planning on using your router, I mean, sometimes it can coincide with that as well. What I can do is I can also take a look and update and verify the ticket that the previous person had put in and see.
I don't think he put the ticket in. He told me if I call back to make sure I say something about following up on a ticket.
Okay. All right, let me just take a look. Okay, no worries. And if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize. I'm just looking you up. And how do I spell your first name, please?
It's probably under Megan, M-E-G-A-N.
Okay.
And the last name's Helm, H-E-L-M.
Gotcha. Can you verify the service address for me, please?
That would be 74 Appletree Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. Okay, and has your son tried, do you have any of your electronics devices connected through like a hard cable, like a hard wire, like an Ethernet cable?
No. To the router, no.
Well, what I was going to say was if you were home, what we could try doing as part of kind of the troubleshooting that we are able to, you know, partake in, is maybe seeing if you are getting any connection at all through an Ethernet cable. Because then at that point, that would kind of explain a little bit more about what's going on, whether it's just the Wi-Fi portion or if there's absolutely no internet coming through at all.
Okay, so you can't communicate with your modem?
Not with the information that we currently have. With the program that we currently have, we typically take a look into the back end of the HomePass app, but since that's not set up, your modem router combo is not showing up in our system.
Okay. Can I have a technician come out to my house tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely do that for you.
Because I asked the technician that installed it if this was going to be a problem that I had my own wireless router, and he said no.
Usually it's not, but depending on the equipment, sometimes it can be.
Okay. I mean, he checked it. He did look up my wireless router and said that it was compatible, but for some reason I also suggested that we put the modem downstairs. He suggested we make the wire as short as possible. It actually ended up going up into my room. I just don't understand how it went out all of a sudden. It was fine yesterday.
Yeah. That's a little bit on the stranger side. Which I can understand, you know, it's at that point you kind of wonder what could have caused it. But I know technology can also be a little bit different once in a while. Sometimes they don't always act the way that they're supposed to.
Yeah, and I really wanted to do like a shut off. I was kind of hoping you guys could do it so I know it was done right. I didn't really want my son to do it.
Okay.
So I was kind of hoping you guys would be able to shut off the modem and turn it back on, and I can handle the router myself.
Yeah, typically, at least with that, what we usually do is we have you unplug it from power for about 30 seconds and then have you plug it back in.
Yeah, standard.
Usually that one would actually reset, and then there is a pinhole on the back of the modem that would factory reset it, by the way.
Okay, all right. Because my Orbi right now is telling me that it's not getting any internet from the box.
Okay.
So there's some there's an interruption between modem and my wireless router.
Correct. Okay, and so you have the Orbi. I've actually heard quite a few good things about that one.
The Orbi has a great review. It's just their newer ones are like almost a couple $1,000, and I think they upgrade to the new ones, so I'm really hoping they're not trying to force me to do that.
I'm hoping not either. I mean, I don't see typically why they would, but I mean, companies nowadays, I can't put anything past anyone. Yeah, I completely understand that because I experienced that with my phone. Eventually, okay. They stop updating it, and my phone ends up being obsolete, and then I have to get a new one. So that I could understand.
But if we could write that ticket up, because I got to get back.
Yes, absolutely. So I have tomorrow 8 a.m., 10 a.m., or 1 p.m. available.
8 a.m. would be fine.
8 a.m.? Okay.
Yeah, 8 a.m. I'll make sure that someone's there.
Okay. So I'll do this too. It'll just take me a couple of minutes to pull this up.
Okay.
So that would be tomorrow at 8 a.m. Perfect. All right, and no internet, correct?
Yeah, zero. When I get home, I'll do the reset. And if I have to cancel the appointment tomorrow, I can just call back, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, if there's any updates that you want to provide us, we are actually open 24/7.
I think I want your technician to come out, so then we can just take a look at that app or something, whatever I'm supposed to get or do or need.
Absolutely. So I'm stating that you're requesting a tech to come out to the home because there is no internet connection.
Correct. Someone was just at my house like a week last week and asked me how the internet was. They gave me a bag of popcorn for the kids and stuff.
And I'm stating that you're using your own router.
Yeah, I would, like I said, if I pay for that other router, I don't mind using another router. I just want to make sure I get internet throughout my whole house.
No, exactly. Another thing that we do offer, in case you're just interested in the future, in the event that your mesh router doesn't work out, we do offer these, what they're called, nodes, essentially, but they are basically a mesh wireless extender that you can place anywhere in your home, and we offer each one for $7.99 a month. So it is a cheaper alternative, at least until you figure out a better, you know, option for yourself at that point. It's an option there for you, at least, you know, so at least that's a backup.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have to get back inside, and I'm going to lose service.
No worries. So I'm going to go ahead and get this set in. I have you set down for 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help with today?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Ian. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.